गौरांग प्रभु का है।
सो सो कृष्ण प्रभु वॉज वेरी क्लोज फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन एंड आई वुड लाइक टू जस्ट स्पीक वेरी ब्रीफली बिकॉज आई एम नॉट यूज टू स्पीकिंग लाइक दिस इन ओकेजन्स बिकॉज दिस इज फर्स्ट टाइम वी आर एक्सपीरियंसिंग समवन क्लोज हु हैज डिपार्टेड. There was a time when devotees would leave the ashram and that was a surprise for us because we always assumed that when you join, you never leave. So then when devotees started leaving the ashram, then that became part of our life. And then now suddenly we are seeing that devotees we stayed with, grew up with, joined the ashram with, they are leaving and departing. So Krishna is giving us the signal that this is not something theoretical, but we should be prepared for these kind of situations. So anyway, it's a new phenomena and we are still getting used to it. But Sto Krishna Prabhu's life, his qualities and finally his departure would definitely be part of what anyone would call a success story. Success stories are very famous, very popular. People want to read books on success stories of various industrialists, business tycoons, sports stars. And the reason people like to read such success stories is because they would like to follow in their footsteps and also get similar kind of results. And so, since all of us are in this path of bhakti and all of us are aspiring to please Krishna and Krishna's dear devotees. So, the most unfortunate thing is, all along, for more than a decade, we were totally unaware that we were very much in the midst of a success story in the making. And that is, only on the actual final moments, the last few months, when Sto Krishna Prabhu revealed all of his glories to full extent, that it became apparent to us that we are not dealing with someone ordinary. So one of the lessons which I have learned is that we should not judge devotees externally because we do not know whom we are staying with. And we may be offending devotees, judging them based on externals, based upon our limited understanding. So right from the very beginning of his stay in the ashram, he had always attracted Maharaj's affection. And I would always be intrigued about this, coming from very diverse backgrounds. I would always feel that many times the way he would behave and he would not criticize, he would always keep smiling even when people would not treat him well. And I would kind of chastise him and tell him that, don't act like a pure devotee. If someone is troubling you, you should chastise. You know, I was encouraging him to criticize. I was encouraging him to, you know, speak up something. Because I would get unnerved by his ever-smiling presence in spite of various devotees dealing with him in various ways. But because of our limited understanding, we don't really understand who is who. And maybe that is the difficulty. And Maharaj was always having very special affection for him. And I could see that right from the very beginning. And towards the end of his life, that affection became so manifest that it gave us a lot of hope that if Srila Prabhupada had established this Krishna consciousness movement, so in managing this mission, in managing this movement, there may be so many difficulties and we may not be exactly efficient the way we should be. There may be so many problems going on and we may see so many organizations drawing bigger crowds of people, attracting many more people in various numbers. But the thing which has struck me most about Sto Krishna Prabhu's departure is what Srila Prabhupada has given us and what his representatives are living their lives, that if we just dedicate ourselves to this mission and just be part of this mission. Even if we may be very simple, down-to-earth devotees, we may not perform something magnificent in terms of externals. But because we have invested our faith, our energy, our time in the right place, with the right people, and taking shelter of the right personalities, Krishna cares for us. So we always hear that God cares. But the way Sthoh Krishna Prabhu departed, the whole thing became like real life. The whole statement that Krishna cares became so apparent the way, especially the last day, things unfolded. Garlands coming in from Vrindavan, Brajavasis coming from Vrindavan. Because I was telling him that, why don't you plan your departure in Vrindavan? I mean, that would be, I was telling him, it is safe, it is safer. You know, don't take risk. Because you never know. Shastras say that Vrindavan means definitely Godhead. So, I was still stuck up with my limited understanding, and I was giving him suggestions that there is still chance now. The doctors say you can still be taken to Vrindavan. But he was having so much of faith in Maharaj that is something incredible. And then, because of that faith, Krishna just took care of every aspect of his life so perfectly. Brajavasis came just half an hour before he departed. Then Maharaj came, and then he departed gracefully. Even the most diehard skeptics would have to take notice of such auspicious events, of such a departure. So his departure has left deep impressions within me and given me a lot of hope that yes, this movement has definitely come to save Kali Yuga, the people of Kali Yuga, in the darkest hour. So we may or may not be efficient in so many things we do, but in the ultimate analysis, Krishna cares for us where it matters the most. And He is definitely going to help us. So what may happen during that course, maybe so many ups and downs, profits and losses, various kinds of relationships, successes and failures, but all said and done, in the ultimate analysis, this gesture and reciprocation from Krishna and His devotees is the thing which is ultimately the most important. And also I was deeply touched by Radhanath Maharaj's personal concern and reciprocation with Sthoh Krishna Prabhu. Very simple devotee from a small town, very simple background. But because of that affection, he was taking such personal care. And that was really very touching to the heart. So my faith in Maharaj also increased, and I can understand that if we just remain loyal and dedicated to this mission, Krishna makes arrangements through His representatives. But one of the most important factors which attracts such mercy is that He was non-critical and non-political, as many devotees have described before, and very simple-hearted. I remember many years back, in Maharaj's room I was standing and Sthoh Krishna Prabhu was standing and I was complaining to Maharaj about him that he is not going out for book distribution or something like that. And then Maharaj just stopped me and then he brought both of us together and made us embrace. And then he said that if, O Gaurang Prabhu, Maharaj told me, if you have the simplicity of Sthoh Krishna Prabhu, and the kind of scholarship you have, he was telling me, and if you combine it together, you will get something like Jiva Goswami. And he said, but more important is the simplicity. And the simplicity which he had, straightforward nature, and very, very unpolitical, non-critical. And as Govind Prabhu mentioned, so many people would criticize and give so many outbursts. But he would never speak back. He would never criticize anyone. And I shared locker for all the 10 years he was here in this ashram. We were neighbors. And practically speaking, I've never seen him criticize anyone ever at any time. Even though many times I would criticize him, chastise him, I would try to provoke him to speak something negative, because I would feel that, how can he be like this? He has to be normal. This is not normal. And many times I would try that, but I can tell you, he was staying next to me for 8 years and 9 years. But all through, he was just having that kind of an attitude. And I think that, I remember the hare and the tortoise story, that, you know, we may have preached so much, given so many lectures, done this, done that, so many things. But then, we do not take care of some of the very critical aspects of bhakti, like being non-critical, not offending devotees, and we sleep over these things. And then somebody may be just slowly and steadily coming along, may not be doing big things in terms of projects or this or that, but they are following the basic principles of Vaishnavism, of not criticizing, of not offending, taking care and being simple, straightforward. And then you see that they are slowly but surely and steadily going back to Godhead. And we can see that is very much happening. And by seeing the departure of Sto Krishna Prabhu, I have been deeply affected in so many ways. And I really appreciate the service done by all his intimate caretakers. And I'm convinced that efficiency is not one of the requirements to go back home, back to Godhead. You know, because these are all external things which Krishna doesn't care for. And we may try to understand bhakti with our intelligence all of our lives, but it will remain a mystery to us. What is important is having simple faith in devotees, guru, and the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And these principles go a long way in helping us on this journey. And Sto Krishna Prabhu, I could never understand him all my life, but the last few days and the last moments of his departure have really revealed his glories. And after his departure, I was only lamenting that during his life, I could not understand whom I was dealing with. So therefore, it is a lesson in dealing with other devotees. And I pray that in future, we can be more careful in dealings with each other so that we may not commit a similar mistake in future. Shri Sto Krishna Prabhu ki.
Thank you, Gaurang Prabhu, for summarizing many of the aspects which I'm sure many devotees would have liked to also speak. We can simplify one message of Sto Krishna Prabhu by saying that the man was simple, his life was simple, his life's message was simple, which is well written on this photograph, that accept everything that comes in life and death with a beautiful smile, seeing everything as Krishna's special gift. I would now request his good wife, Hari Vilasini Mataji, if she would like to make her up.
Please accept my humble obeisances unto your lotus feet, Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances unto Chandramouli Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to His Grace, Stoka Krishna Prabhu. Firstly, I am grateful and I thank Guru Maharaj, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Mataji, Bhakti Vedan Hospital, and all Vaishnavas whose names are endless, who helps Stoka Krishna Prabhu in every respect to reach his goal of life. I have seen immense faith and attachment he had for Guru Maharaj. In this contest, I would like to share a pastime he told to me with Maharaj. After marriage, I questioned him, "Why don't you join Bhaktivedanta Hospital?" At that time, he was editing Guru Maharaj lectures as his job. He replied to me, "Once Maharaj was going to give a live lecture on television, but there were no devotees, only camera and the cameraman. So Maharaj told Stoka Krishna Prabhu to sit before him and then gave whole lecture. Stoka Krishna Prabhu told me, "So whenever I am editing, I feel Maharaj is sitting before me and I am very close to him always. This editing job gives me real pleasure and happiness. And in future, if I will do some other business or job, I will do this editing as a service to Guru Maharaj." Maharaj called Stoka Krishna from Moscow and told him, "I am very proud of you. You are giving pleasure to my heart." To that, he replied, "Just to give pleasure to your heart is my goal of life and achieving perfection." At his last conversation with Guru Maharaj, Maharaj very lovingly asked, "Do you have any desire?" He replied, "To take shelter at your lotus feet." That shows his immense attachment for Guru Maharaj. In his whole life serving Maharaj, he never told no to Guru Maharaj. He always wanted to please Maharaj. The day when we came to Radha Gopinath temple, after having his dinner, he told me that, "And the caretakers, I am very much tired and I want to take rest." Few minutes after, Guru Maharaj arrived in the room and asked Stoka Krishna Prabhu whether he would like to go for night darshan and like to go outside to take fresh air. And he asked, "Have you seen our Vrindavan garden?" To that he replied, "No Maharaj, I have seen Vrindavan garden but not the new renovated one." Then Maharaj told, "We'll first take darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and then we'll go to Vrindavan Parikrama." He smiled and replied, "Yes Maharaj." And whatever he did, it was from his heart. He was always grateful to Krishna. He was grateful to Maharaj and each and every devotee. He used to please each and every devotee even in his great pain, with a smile on his face, sweet words and folded hands. Once a man came and asked him about his health. As usual, he smiled, grated and spoke with that man. After the man left, I asked him, "Who was that person?" He told me, "I don't know." I was surprised that even to the stranger, his behavior was that he knew that man from years. He never wanted to hurt anyone. Maharaj always tell in his lecture, "Trinadapi sunichena, tarodapi sahishnuna, amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari." I have seen that he was always in that mood. He has always a quality to forgive and forget. And he told me that you should also do the same thing. His simplicity, gentleness, tolerance, humbleness attracted not only devotees but even non-devotees. At a condolence meeting held at our residence in Mira Road, the society chairman, who is a Christian lady, was appreciating his qualities like simplicity, love for all people in general. She spoke that he was such a humble person that he used to go quietly to the temple and quietly come back from the temple with no pride, no show-off, and always with a smile. Just like a devotee, she was appreciating him and having same pain as we have here. This was his love, what he gave to everyone. Even the non-devotees, after hearing his glorious departure, told us that we are very late not to start our spiritual life, but now we will start without delay. This shows that he preached when he was there and even when he left this world. In 1.5 years of association with him, I never saw him blaspheming, criticizing or hurting any human being. He used to see only good qualities in everyone. He had great attachment for the holy name. Even though for his pain he was on sedatives, he used to complete his 16 rounds. Once someone told, "You are in such a great pain and Krishna can understand so you can chant according to the health condition. He replied, but we should always have desire to chant Krishna's name. He had good relations and friendship with not only our Radha Gopinath congregation, but also with Radha Ras Vihari and Radha Giridhari devotees. He had friendship with small children too. He told me, if you have faith in Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, in a mood of serving Vaishnavas, Krishna will provide you everything. When cancer was diagnosed at Hinduja Hospital, he told me, when he was Brahmachari, he prayed to Radharani that he has no taste for the holy name. If he suffers from cancer, he might develop some taste for the holy name. He was compassionate to all living beings. He had a tendency to always give whatever he possessed, whether it may be spiritually or materially. He told to me, always be happy. Even when I go, don't cry. Karmis or non-devotees will come. They will make you cry. But don't cry because they are ignorant. Think always spiritually. He told me before the last week coming to the temple, his last desire was to come to Radha Gopinath temple to leave his body under the shelter of his dear Guru Maharaj and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nitai, Gopalji and Prabhupada. He said, be always happy. Whatever Krishna does, it is his perfect plan. His faith in Guru Maharaj's words and Srila Prabhupada made me realize that I should always have such a strong faith to attain perfection of life. I thank Stoka Krishna Prabhu for accepting me as his wife. Lastly, I beg forgiveness from Guru Maharaj and all Vaishnavas if knowingly or unknowingly I have committed any offenses. I beg at the lotus feet of Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas to bless me and Krishna Priya so that I can try to follow in footsteps of my husband and perfect my life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. I would like to call upon Hina Mataji, So Krishna Prabhu's sister-in-law.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Stoka Krishna Prabhu. I had very small time with Stoka Krishna Prabhu. But in this 1.5 years of his association, I have learnt a big lesson. He just told me, be simple, smile always, always be grateful to devotees. Have strong faith in Guru Maharaj and Krishna, that will perfect your life. As I am elder to Harivilasini, he always gave me respect as Didi. Though he was so senior, I always told him that, see Prabhu, now you are going to marry my sister. I'll trouble you a lot and by asking you spiritual questions. And he smiled with And so I also smiled with him. He guided me in each of my decisions, whether it was taking a house or griha pravesh or any spiritual queries I had in my mind. I went to narrate a Barsana I camp pastime with him. His Grace Vishwaroop Prabhu was giving a class at Giri Govardhan. We Harivilasini, Stoka Krishna Prabhu, were sitting behind all the devotees and hearing the class. Harivilasini whispered in my ears and she told that I and Stoka Krishna Prabhu want to go for a parikrama. Do you want to join us? So I told no, because I have a session in OT, I cannot join you. You go. But I requested both of them that you don't do parikrama on foot. You just take some vehicle and go. Because Harivilasini was pregnant that time, only 2 months. And Stoka Krishna Prabhu was coughing very severely. So they came and met me in the OT at 5 o'clock, very tired, Then I asked, how was the parikrama? Which vehicle do you hired? How much time did you take? And they told, simply they both of them laughed and said, no, we didn't hire any vehicle. And they just smiled, both of them. And I smiled too. And I just thought, they are this extraordinary devotees. I'm taking both of them very lightly. He always inspired me to preach and distribute books. He told me, don't miss Barsana I Camp. Even now in this last time, he told me, don't miss Barsana I Camp. Opportunity doesn't come. So anything happens to me, please do your service. Do as much service as you can. Be always in the service mood. Be simple in behavior and smile always. He instructed me before coming to Radha Gopinath Mandir that, Didi, you be strong. You support Harivilasini, and both of you take shelter of Guru Maharaj and devotees so that both of your life will be perfect. It was me, with tears in my eyes at Hinduja Hospital, told him and Harivilasini that he has got cancer, which is very advanced. I thought he will ask many questions about cancer, but he simply smiled, and I smiled with him too. His last desire was to complete his Chaitanya Charitamrita on 24th of January, just a night before coming to Radha Gopinath Mandir at 8 o'clock, Radhakund Prabhu completed Chaitanya Charitamrita. And with an anxiety in my heart, I asked Soka Krishna Prabhu, you have finished your Chaitanya Charitamrita. He again smiled, but this time I could not smile. I could not control my tears as I knew what was in his heart. And then next morning he was brought to Radha Gopinath temple. And then I just pray at the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj and all Vaishnavas to bless me that I can serve Harivilasini and Krishna Priya, whatever small capacity I have. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stoka Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. I will now request Rati Keli Mataji, So Krishna Prabhu's sister. Kindly make.
Hare Krishna, main Hindi mein bolna chahti hu. मैं अभी ये सोचती हूँ, मैं कितनी भाग्यशाली हूँ कि मैं स्तोक कृष्ण प्रभु की बहन हूँ. बचपन से मैंने उनको देखा है, उनका स्वभाव निर्मल और सौम्य था. उनकी बात करने का तरीका, उनका हंसना सबको बहुत अच्छा लगता था. उन्होंने कभी किसी का मन नहीं दुखाया. उन्होंने ही हमारे घर में हमें भक्ति के बारे में बताया. उनके और श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की कृपा से मैं बेलगम से मीरा रोड आई. वे मेरे बड़े भाई थे, लेकिन मुझे मेरे पिता की तरह प्रेम किया. मुझे अभी भी याद है जब मैं उनको राखी बांधने जाती थी तो पहले मुझे पूछते कि तुमने जगन्नाथ जी को और बलदेव जी को बांधा है क्या नहीं. जब मैं उनको बांध के आती थी तभी वो बांधवा लेते थे. मैं कभी उनको महाराज के बारे में पूछती थी तो मुझे ऐसे ही कुछ बात बता देते. एक दिन की बात है, जब तो कृष्ण प्रभु महाराज के पर्सनल असिस्टेंट थे तब महाराज को किसी डिवोटी ने प्रसाद के लिए बुलाया था. तब तो कृष्ण प्रभु भी गए थे उधर. महाराज और सब जितने लोग डिवोटी गए थे उनको बहुत प्रसाद खिलाया. तब तो कृष्ण प्रभु को बहुत प्रसाद हो गया था, इसलिए उन्होंने प्लेट में से अपनी एक मिठाई लेके अपने पॉकेट में रख लिया. तभी महाराज ने देख लिया और तो कृष्ण प्रभु को अपने पास बुला लिया और उनके पॉकेट से मिठाई चुपचाप निकाल के खा लिया. तब तो कृष्ण प्रभु रोने लगे और तब महाराज उनको पास बुलाकर उनका सर सहलाने लगे। महाराज सबको अपने बच्चों के जैसे प्रेम करते हैं। महाराज ने जो रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस बताए हैं उस तो कृष्ण प्रभु बहुत अच्छी तरह से फॉलो करते थे। महाराज के सेवा में बहुत खुश थे, इसलिए वो महाराज को बार बार बोल के गए कि मुझे आपकी सेवा करनी है। उनकी यही अंतिम इच्छा थी। महाराज ने अनेकों ऐसे धाम में उनको ऐसे धाम में भेजा है, जैसे भगवान भगवत गीता में बताते हैं, 15वें अध्याय में बताते हैं, न तद्भासयते सूर्यो न शशांको न पावक यद गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमं मम। मेरा वह परम धाम न सूर्य न चंद्रमा और न ही अग्नि के द्वारा प्रकाशित होता है। जो मेरे परम धाम को प्राप्त कर लेता है वह पुनः इस प्रकृति जगत में नहीं लौटता। दोस्तों, कृष्ण प्रभु को ए महाराज से कृपा मिली है जो भगवत धाम चले गए। आखिर में मैं सबको धन्यवाद देती हूँ कि सबने उनके लिए इतने प्रयास किए हैं। सबके आशीर्वाद से वो भगवत धाम चले गए और सबका उन्हें प्रेम मिला है। मैं गुरु महाराज और तो कृष्ण प्रभु से यही प्रार्थना करती हूँ कि मुझे आशीर्वाद दे कि मैं गुरु महाराज के आज्ञाओं का पालन करूँ और वैष्णवों की सेवा करूँ। हरे कृष्ण।
धन्यवाद माता जी। भी मैं स्तो कृष्ण की माँ राधा माता जी उनसे निवेदन करूंगा वो श्रद्धांजलि अर्पण।
सर्वात्मदार अभय चरण चैतन्य महाप्रभु अभय चरण रविन्द्र विधान स्वामी अति कृपालु श्री राधानाथ महाराज स्वामी महाराज चरणी सादर वंद। मी स्तप्रभु श्रद्धांजलि प्रसंगी दोन शब्द बोलत आहे। इच्छे म्हणजे वाचन दाखवीत इच्छा इच्छिते तरी सर्व वैष्णव जे कल्पतरप्रमाणे इच्छा पूर्ण करण्यास त्यांची माझी ही इच्छा पूर्ण करण्यास बल द्यावे। लहानपणापासून त्यांचे गुण मला दिसत होते। त्यांचा जन्म हॉस्पिटलमध्ये झाला। त्यांचा जन्म मिलिटरी हॉस्पिटलमध्ये झाला। तो जन्माला तसा तो रडला नाही। नंतर मांसाहार जेवण देत होते त्यावेळी तो ताट पुढे आले की तो रडायचा। तो रडून गोंधळ घालायचा। हे असे त्यांचे
कुठपर्यंत
आली कुठे मला दिसत नाही ग हे चष्मा
ओ मिलिट्री हॉस्पिटल होने की वजह से उधर मांसाहार युक्त खाना देते थे। जब वो खाना सामने आता था तो रोने लगते थे और त्यावेळी सुद्धा तो कळकळून सांगत होता की हे अन्न खाऊ नकोस, वरण भात कधी कढी भात असं त्याला आवडायचं। लहानपणापासून परंतु तो मुळीच बाह्य किंवा खोडकर नव्हता, नेहमी हसतमुख दुसऱ्यांना प्रथम किंवा करणारा होता। त्याने कधी कोणाला बाजूला सरका म्हणाला जायचे आहे असे म्हटले नाही, कोणाला कधी दुखावले नाही। मोठा झाल्यावर आमच्या परंपरेप्रमाणे घरीच तो सोनार काम करीत असे। त्याला सुद्धा त्याची निपुणता सगळ्यांना जाणवत असे। नंतर तो इकडे वळला तेव्हा मला काहीच कळत नव्हते, परंतु तो ब्राह्मण व्हायला निघायला ते बघून समाधान वाटले होते। मग जवळजवळ 15 वर्षे तो आश्रमात राहीत इतरांप्रमाणे आम्हालाही प्रचार करीत राहिला, परंतु आम्हाला त्याची सखोलता जाणवत नव्हती। आम्ही ते सर्व सहजपणे घेत असो। मग एक दिवशी त्याने आश्रम सोडले, योग्य प्रकारे लग्न केले व दुसऱ्या आश्रमात पदार्पण केले, परंतु हे देवाला मंजूर नसावे। जेन तेच एक मुलगी व्हायच्या आधीच त्याला हाडाच्या कॅन्सरचे ग्रासले आणि शेवटचे वर्ष एक वर्ष म्हणजे तर एक इतिहासच ठरला। त्याची ही रोगाशी लढाई इतरांचे साध्य व आश्रमातल्या वेळावानी व खुद राधानाथ महाराज यांनी त्याला केलेली मदत हे पाहून आज मी माझ्या अंगावर काठा उभा राहतो। राधानाथ महाराज म्हणजे सुखाचे सागर आहेत, भगवंतांना आम्ही ओळखू शकत नाही। राधानाथ महाराजांच्या तोंडातून अमृत पडत आहे ते आपण गेळलं पाहिजे। ते अमृत कानोकाने जात आहे, नदी उगम पावते, तिचे पात्र मोठे होत जाते। तसे हे राधानाथ महाराज भगवंताचे गुणगान भक्तांना वाटतात। राधानाथ महाराजांच्या सर्व भक्तांनी स्तो कृष्ण प्रभूंची सेवा आतुरतेने केली। असे हे महाराज, असे भक्त एवढी सेवा मनपूर्वक केली, त्यांना सर्व भक्तांना माझा नमस्कार, त्याची तुलना करू शकत नाही। हरे कृष्ण।
धन्यवाद माताजी, मैं अपने स्तो कृष्ण प्रभु के अद्भुत और अलौकिक बचपन के बारे में बताया।